One day, I'll have a daughter. And I'm going to teach her about life. When I'm done with her, no man will ever mistreat her, like ever. I know what I'm about to do right now is weird, but I'm going to do it anyway. So this is how I'm going to start. Dear future daughter, you see in life, there are kings and kingdoms. Kings are known to be possessive, while kingdoms are meant to be submissive to their kings. But here's a little secret. Kings are obsessed with conquering more and more kingdoms. The more they conquer, the more powerful they become. But when a kingdom refuses to be conquered, it becomes the most desirable of all. And kings will stop at nothing to have this little kingdom that has proven to be resistant. You see, every kingdom has one king, and every king is entitled to one kingdom. But when a kingdom reveals to the world how weak its gods are and allows every king to intrude, it becomes nothing but a shitty kingdom. Even when a king gets greedy and starts conquering countless kingdoms, he's the king and is allowed to have as much as he can without minding if others are cool with it or not. It is a Game of Thrones, you know. But these wars and battles have cost the lives of so many kings. History has it. But kings cannot be kingdoms. And kingdoms should never act as kings. That's ridiculous. Anyways, a king can also choose to be contented with his one and only kingdom and face the challenge of all times. You know, he has to face his other kings, even when they seem as a weak ruler.
Purchase your tracks today.
But at the end of this, I want you to understand that in this letter, men here are the kings. So never, never let your guards down. Be that resistant kingdom. Love, Dad, J Blinks.